The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, it gives me great pleasure to welcome Louise Cooney to the show for the Hard Shoulder Bookshelf this week. Hosts, of course, the Open Book podcast, content creator, and placing her favourite read up there, Pride of Place, amongst all the other great books that we've put up on the bookshelf, or rather, that so many other people have put up on the bookshelf over the last couple of years. Was this a tough task, Louise, when we say kind of to pick one single book that goes up there?
Yes, it is, because I think when you're picking a favourite book, it has to be one that you keep going back to. And I suppose when I think of my favourite genre, it's very different than my favourite book. But for me, I chose something that I constantly pick up and that I recommend to people, gift to people. And it's something that really kind of touched me. I chose A Beautiful Chaos by Jess Ehrlich, who is a New Zealand poet.
Okay.
A poetry book. It's a collection of poems about motherhood. And I keep saying I'm a new mom. I'm 2 years into the journey. But it is like it's life-changing. And I think having these poems to refer to, all the different things you go through, all the different stages, it's amazing. And I've passed it on to my friends and we send each other the poems. And I've sent it to my sister. It's just one of those really touching books. And I had her on my podcast, on the Open Book podcast. And she read some of the poems for us. She gave us sneak peeks into her new books. And I just think it's an amazing book. And there's not very many like that out there, I think.
And these are her own poems.
Yes.
And can you remember who recommended it to you or how it came onto your radar?
So I actually found it online. A lot of her poems, even people listening, you probably have seen them, read them, saved them, and not even realised that's what that is. So she has a collection. This book is a collection of all of these viral, I suppose, moments that really speak to people. Have you ever seen those videos of people reading out poetry about parenthood? And
they're probably her poems.
These are literally her poems.
Okay.
And people are bawling, crying on the radio reading them.
And when you spoke to her then, I mean, how did she turn this into a business model? How did she start writing poetry? Was it her way of just processing kind of what she was going through in motherhood, or what was it?
Yeah, she said it would be like 2 a.m. and the raw emotions, like, hormones are a crazy thing. You know, when you have a baby, like the emotions are crazy. But she bottled this up, wrote it down and shared it with people. And a lot of people probably wouldn't want people to see the inside their minds at that moment. But it's such a source of comfort for people.
Mm.
And she's built a lovely community. So I think she's done an amazing job. I just think any new mother would recommend the book.
And is the comfort you derive from it the fact that you see that there's a kind of a commonality to the experience?
Yeah, you feel like you're not the only one who's gone through this, or you feel like, I'm not crazy. You know, this is normal. And it also, I think she's a beautiful way with words in capturing those really special moments.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you're not good with words, you see them and you say, this is so special, but I can't put this into words. And she can, you know.
And so does she document, if that's the right way to describe it, her experience through poetry kind of as her children grow up, or is it just a certain window while they're very young, or what is it?
So the book I'm talking about is more so like the newborn era, but it kind of, as it goes on, they get older. There's a poem for each birthday, and her kids are a little bit older now, so she's moving on with her poetry. She also writes kids' books. It was literally in bed last night, 10 o'clock, buying a kids' book for Jude, because I know I'll be crying reading it to him. It's nothing about, if you like it, I like it, you know, for my little boy, like, yeah.
And tell me, would you be want to read poetry other than her, other than Jess?
Yeah, but it's not something you come across, I don't think, it's not something I seek out probably as much as I should, because I do enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy reading it. It's just not something I read all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you say you recommend it then or to other people, you buy it for other people.
Mm.
You said actually specifically, I buy it for other, you know, young mums or new mums. Is this gendered in the sense that would I get anything out of this if I was a new dad, or is it very much the mum's experience?
I think the book as a whole is more the mum's experience, but yes, for sure.
Would it help me to understand though
what
my other half is going through?
I make my partner sit down and read some of the
things. Oh, really?
And like some of them, I'm like, are you tearing up? You know?
And do you judge him if he doesn't tear up?
No. But like there definitely are poems in there that speak to both. But I would say as a whole, it's more
okay
for the woman.
Beautiful Chaos by Jess Ulrich. And if you want to listen back to her, she was on the Open Book Louise's podcast. So you said your favorite book is very different from your favorite genre. Mm. What would your favorite genre be then?
I love like a crime thriller.
Do you?
I love, yeah, that they're the kind of books that once I pick them up, I can't put them down.
Are you going to read Dan Brown's new book? It's out today.
Oh,
the new Da Vinci Code. Yeah.
Okay.
So I know people look down their nose at this. It's going to be like the best-selling book this year.
Well,
in the world.
Kind of
it just will be.
Easy reads, aren't they?
They're such easy reads. Mm. They're utter trash, but they're very easy to read.
I feel like when I read
them... It's Secret of Secrets.
Okay. When I read them too much, like or too often, too many in a row, I'm like, I could literally write this ending because a lot of them can be kind of similar.
Yeah.
But they're, you know...
You'll still read it, Louise. So when you say, what other books then would fall into that? What are your go-to, your kind of lazy, your lazy read? Like you've read something that's really impactful, cause you to stop. You know the types of books that you put down every few pages and you're thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, you do want a Dan Brown type book. You want something you can just flick through. There's a dead body. There's people running all over the place. There's a few cliffhangers and it's all quite obvious if you think about it.
Yeah. I love Freedom McAdams.
Okay.
Books. Have you ever read any of her?
No.
Oh, they're so good. And I love like Andrea Mara.
Mm.
Those kind of books. You know, they're like my guilty pleasure. They're,
okay.
You know, I love them.
So we do allow then honourable mention of another book because it is very hard to place one single book up there.
Yes.
You're not picking any of them, Frida McCara
or
Dan Brown.
So my honourable mention is for Rachel's Holiday by Marianne Keyes, which I'm sure nearly everyone listening will know that.
Okay, so for people though who don't know anything about, you know, this book or The Walsh Sisters, which we're going to be watching on our TV screens pretty soon, we might talk about that in a moment. What's the story in this book?
So I suppose Marianne Keyes, she's just hilarious as a writer. This book is the second, I think, in a series of books about five sisters, the Walsh sisters. This one, Rachel's Holiday, is the first one I read.
Okay.
And it's hilarious. And you love the characters, but you also are like, why do I even like you? You know, they're troubled. It's not like, you know.
Yes.
And I read it probably for the first time 5 years ago, reread it since. My mom was reading it 25 years ago and it's still as funny. Do you know that kind of way? It's that kind of a book. It just works in every decade, you know? So I'm delighted to see it finally be made into a TV show. And the first couple of episodes around the Walsh sisters are... I think there's a huge focus on Rachel's Holiday. So if anyone's read it, you'll really enjoy it.
So yeah, the TV show and it's about five or six different books all mashed into one, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's five sisters and they all have their own story and they're all set in different timelines. So they wrote it in a way that they're all living in the same world at the same time.
Okay.
It's very cleverly done. And I had a little sneak peek and it's...
It's because you know Stephanie. So Stephanie Preisner, who's a regular on our show as well and a good friend of yours.
Mm.
So Stephanie wrote this and she's in it. She's one of the Walsh sisters.
She's Maggie.
She's not Rachel, she's Maggie.
Yes. Yeah, so it's out at the end of the month.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be huge. Like the lineup of actors they have, just even the way it's shot, the story, like it's Marianne Keyes, like everyone loves the story, you know?
I wonder, and, you know, you've maybe been speaking to her more recently. She's not the type actually to feel kind of the weight of expectation. Other people might. I wonder, how did Stephanie cope with all of that? You know, that there'll be so many fans of Marianne Keyes and so many people with a vested interest in it or they feel they've got a stake in it and they want it to be good. Knowing Stephanie the way I do, I suspect she'd just think like it's just a job, you just process it and you get on with it and you deal with it.
Yeah, I think, you know, when she was busy in the process of writing it and then getting the right cast and all that, like different parts of that can be stressful, but now it's lovely to be at the stage where it's done and she's had an amazing team work on it, an amazing cast. Marianne Keyes is amazing, Stephanie's very talented. It's all come together and it's brilliant. And I think it's lovely to see her just be really excited about it.
So much like the Beautiful Chaos, the poetry, was the timing that you read this book, did that matter? Was it, you know, did it reflect maybe things that were going on in your life or could you come to this at any point in your life you think and get something out of it?
Rachel's Holiday?
Yeah.
I think you could. I think you could. Mm. I read it during COVID.
Okay.
And I was really getting into reading then. I kind of took a couple of years off. I used to love reading when I was a teenager, and I just kind of fell out of it in my 20s, and I really, during COVID, got back into it. And this is one of those books that will make you just love it again because you're transported.
Yeah.
But I also love the Irishisms in the book. I love the way Marion talks and, you know, the jokes she tells and
yeah,
the where it's set. The fact that you can kind of relate to these places, you know. So, yeah.
Rachel's Holiday by Marion Keyes. So honourable mention of that. And as you say, huge amount of people will be fans of it already. What's the last book you read, or what are you reading at the moment?
I have just finished The Names by Florence Knapp. It was a Sunday Times bestseller.
Okay, tell me about it.
I heard about it on another podcast. It's basically about how names can have such an impact on your life. And it's really cleverly written in that it's about, there's kind of one main character.
Okay.
But he's given three different names. And throughout the book, it goes back and forth between what would happen this stage in his life if his name was this versus this versus this. But I will say the first couple of chapters are a really difficult read. You know, the themes are dark. It's, you know, there's domestic violence.
Mm.
But in hindsight, I think that really makes you emotionally connect with the characters. Like, I was crying reading this book several times. And like at one point I had to put it down because I really cared.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because you just don't think about how much, I would never would have thought that could be such a good concept for a book.
Yeah.
How different your life could be if you were called something else.
And is what the author, what they're trying to explore, who's it, Florence Knapp, are they trying to explore, is it class? Is that the idea that...
It's kind of like family ties, traditions, misogyny, I suppose.
Yeah.
And expectations.
Okay.
It's really like from the get-go, you get what it's about.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting. And it's kind of, it's based between Ireland and England. So I actually didn't look up if the author has an Irish connection, but she must.
And was, you know, there, what were, did the different names in the story, was the outcome then dependent on location as much as name? Was the reaction to one name different in the UK compared to Ireland?
No.
Okay.
It's just interesting to see like how different the outcomes were.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
You'd recommend it?
Oh, yeah, definitely I would. But I would just give it with that air of caution because the first couple of chapters are quite upsetting.
Heavy going.
Yeah, I started it on my holidays and I was like, this is not a good holiday book. You know,
okay.
But once you get through those first two chapters, it's more easy to read after that.
The Names by Florence Knapp. So recommended by Louise. But Pride of Place, up on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf, is Beautiful Chaos by Jess Ulrich. And it's a collection of poetry about motherhood, about Jess Ulrich's experience of it. But as Louise says, it would resonate with any mother out there. Louise, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks a million for coming into us.
Thank you so much.
Louise Cooney, the content creator, host of the Open Book podcast as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.